Santa Barbara, and everywhere on the internet that is listening. This is the Bruce Salen Show, and welcome to A Dad's Point of View. Should you want to call in, please do. If you're local, call 805-564-1290 or toll free, 866-564-1290. You can email questions to Bruce at brucesalen.com. That's Bruce and Salen, as in Superman.com. You can also follow me on Twitter at Bruce Salen. That's S like in sunshine. And you can tweet me during the show anytime you want. If you haven't joined the Facebook A Dad's Point of View page, I really am upset. I want to know why, especially since there's a really funny video on it right now. It's called Dad Life, and it's a music video put together by a bunch of guys that is a really funny spoof on being a dad, but it's done as if they are the coolest hip-hop rap dudes around. And I can't tell you how much it gave me a laugh when I needed it. So you should go to Facebook. You should go to A Dad's Point of View. You should join our page. You should contribute. We actually have members or likers, as it's now called. It's not joining. It's liking the page is now the new Facebook terminology. But I call everybody that's a member a member. We have members from, I think, somewhere over 35 different countries. It's kind of fascinating, including, for some reason, a large contingent from India and another large contingent from Africa. And everybody does share the same desire, the same goal about being the best parent they can be. And it's, to me, very gratifying to see how universal these themes are. And it's also touching to hear stories from all over the world. So I think if you join our A Dad's Point of View page, help me get over the hump right now of I'm at 2,290 some, and I want to get to 2,300 and then move on to 2,500 because I am a goal-oriented guy because I'm a guy and guys are goal-oriented and we want to fix it. And I want to fix it to be one of the best pages on Facebook. So you got to help me out. You can call, as I said, anytime during the show. You can email me. You can tweet. We have a pretty interesting subject today, and we have our regular guests. We will be having Wayne Levine for The Men's Room. We will be having Pastor Drew Sams for Teen Rap. And if my son, who's sitting outside the studio, gets over his poor mood, we will have him join us for that Teen Rap segment. And finally, but not least, we will have our wonderful dating expert, Julie Spira, who is the cyber dating expert. The topic is based on my column this week called She Makes More Money. And it was inspired when I read a Pew Center study about some changing statistics among men and women and the closing wage gap. I will tell you a little bit more about that, maybe read an excerpt or two from the column shortly. But I also want to remind you that you can listen to our shows on the News Press TV website. You can listen to past shows on my website. That's brucesalen.com. That's S like in psycho. And you can enjoy the show that way by downloading it anytime you want. I would especially encourage you, because I'm very proud of it, to listen to the show we did a couple weeks ago for Father's Day. It was a much more emotional show than I had expected. As you know, we do a lot of fun music, and I will read the songs that we had last week at the end of this segment. We still have an ongoing prize that no one has claimed yet, which is to get a copy of Wayne Levine's wonderful book, The Relationship Manual for Men, if you identify the 8 different music cues. So you have time till the end of this segment to call in on last week's cues if you'd like. Walk Like a Man doesn't count. You get no credit for identifying my theme song by the Four Seasons. If you can sing a falsetto as well as Frankie Valli, I might give you a credit for something. Anyway, this week, we are talking about She Makes More Money. And in my generation, when I grew up, the idea that a woman made more money than a man was really not on the radar. My mother was a very happy stay-at-home mom. She managed the money in the house. In fact, my dad wasn't allowed to touch it. But he was the man who made the money. He was the one who went to work. And my mom had the quintessential 50s lifestyle of being a housewife. Well, in just a matter of less than 50 years, this has all turned topsy-turvy. And when I read this Pew Center study, which is called Women, Men, and the New Economics of Marriage, and it came out early this year, January 19th, 2010, it's by Richard Fry and Devera Cohn, it revealed that women are making much more money over the recent past than at any other time in history. No surprise. I'm actually now quoting from the column. The study had the following opening. The institution of marriage has undergone significant changes in recent decades, as women have outpaced men in education and earnings growth. These unequal gains have been accompanied by gender role reversals in both the spousal characteristic and the economic benefits of marriage. Well, I think we all can recognize how that has impacted our living, our lifestyles, our choices. In the past, women had to marry. They don't have to marry now. Women were dependent on men. They don't have to be dependent on men. Obviously, that's good, but it also has a dark side, I think, in that many women may choose to raise children without a man, and I'm not so sure that that's the best thing for children. It may not be PC to say that, but I still believe a man and a woman, or a husband and a wife, or more importantly, a father and a mother, are the best two people to raise a boy or a girl. But that's really another subject, and since I tend to talk about gender issues and get myself in trouble, I'll try to stay on focus this time. Let's continue with another excerpt or two from the column. I believe that gender roles are often getting mixed up. When I grew up, boys were boys and girls were girls, and we each knew what was expected of us, more or less. As equality has sometimes become the mantra of our times, knowing our respective roles in work, home, and life in general is confusing, to say the least. Is this good? I'm not so sure. And continuing from my column, the report goes on to say, from an economic perspective, these trends have contributed to a gender role reversal in the gains from marriage, as I was saying before. In the past, when relatively few wives worked, marriage enhanced the economic status of women more than that of men. In recent decades, however, the economic gains associated with marriage have been greater for men than women. Very interesting. Is this why we have so many single-parent households, the majority being single moms, though I don't have the statistics at hand to support that assertion? Is it because women don't need men to support them, or for that matter, to even procreate anymore? Again, I ask, is this good for men and women, for society as a whole, and most of all, for our children? I'm going to interrupt reading from the column to remind you that if I have upset you in the least, I hope you'll call in and take me on. I don't mean that as a challenge. I mean I welcome your criticism, and I love hearing other points of view. Continuing on with the column a little bit, I know whenever I touch on gender-related issues, I tend to be playing with fire, since I often make generalities in doing so. But generalities are a fact of life, but they can often get people upset when they know of exceptions to them. Of course, there can be exceptions to most generalities, but they're generalities because they apply to the general majority. Is it a generality to say that most men are taller than most women? Is that sexist, true, or just a generality? Well, you know the answer. Do you wonder how all this has affected the institution of marriage? The Pew Center report goes on to declare that these trends have affected the institution of marriage itself. It says, Americans are more likely than in the past to cohabit, divorce, marry late, or not marry at all. There has been a marked decline in the share of Americans who are currently married. Among U.S.-born 30 to 44-year-olds, 60% were married in 2007, compared with 84% in 1970. That's a gigantic change. We are getting close to the end of our segment. I will now reveal last week's music. First song, of course, was the title of our show, Summertime Blues by the late Eddie Cochran. He died very young. In those days, artists died by car crash or airplane crashes, like Buddy Holly. Later on, it was drugs. Another interesting change in our society. Second song we had was Sarah Cynthia Sylvia Stout by the great Shel Silverstein, a fabulous humorist. We had the Barry McGuire doing The Eve of Destruction. What you may not know is that he later became a very popular gospel Christian singer. I always include Elvis, and we had If I Can Dream, one of his beautiful songs. The movie theme that we had last week was from my favorite childhood movie, The Great Escape, with one of my favorite all-time stars, Steve McQueen. We had Frank Sinatra, who I usually include every week, and it was A Very Good Year was the song. We had the late, great Gene Autry doing Back in the Saddle Again. And then finally, we had the late, great Jimmy Durante doing Smile, which, as you may or may not know, was written by Charlie Chaplin. Well, my producer, Richard Dugan, is again giving me that signal that time is out. So be sure to call in if you'd like at 866-564-1290. This is the Bruce Salin Show, A Dad's Point of View on KZSB AM 1290, the Santa Barbara News Press radio station.